Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
I'm going to scare Nathan, see if this works. Boom! No, right. It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
This is Red News Podcast 304. It's really quick. It's been one of those mornings. Fucking trains, Ubers, all fucked. So it's very, very quick, this. My view, it's May the 3rd. It's the Scousers. It's the one. We could be playing these at fucking Tiddlywinks and I'd care. It doesn't matter if positions and all that just beat them. And I actually feel like we're going to have a good day today. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
How's your mojo?
All right, I think it'd be the perfect way to clinch that Champions League spot as well, wouldn't it? Do it today. My dad's coming.
That's lovely, both of you together. That's nice, isn't it?
So, I can't remember the last time. It's been fairly recently, but we've never been to a big game like this, so that's really nice. So,
who will talk more, you or him? Who will natter during the game?
Probably me, won't it?
Yeah, so I've put this before, that me and Mum, she used to slag off gigs when his errant crosses, and I'd go, do, and we all had our favourites, and we'd squabble during a game. Oh, for one more of those. Yeah, bloody brilliant, mate. Love it. Yeah, that's what it's
nice.
All about.
So hopefully we win for that reason
Wouldn't it be nice to fucking smash them? Absolutely smash them. We owe them. And to do the double over
the
them.
The dream would be, smash
8-0.
Them. Yes. So we get Champions League, and for Bruno to break that record as well. Yeah. That'd be nice to do today.
So the rumours are, it's one of Sesko's out, but Isaac and Salah's out for them. So we've got opportunities. Just like there's a buzz about it. You can tell, the walking across the forecourt against Brentford, where it's just dull and a lull. And has shown, these Mondays, which is fair enough, because fucking hate Mondays. Why weren't we singing songs protesting about them? Is it's hard to shift tickets for these games. But then there's games like this where the forecourt's already packed, and Jim is having a hard on of all hard ons for how many influencer tickets has he sold today?
I know.
So there's always a yin and a yang, isn't there?
My mojo's there. I think they're obviously not been amazing this year, so they're there for the taking if we want to be up for it. And I saw that clip, was it before the Brentford game, Bruno, did you see that in the little huddle and stuff? They're gonna be up for it anyway, regardless of position or so. Yeah.
In my Man U madness moments, guess what game, bingo, did I watch this week? Don't ask me why. I go through...
From this season?
No.
From probably some obscure...
Just after COVID. It was actually Ollie's last game.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I actually thought that. But so I watched it. Not the whole game, the highlights. That doesn't exonerate me in any shape or form. Sancho for the second goal. Let's Watford through exactly like he did for Villa. I just thought it was Ollie's last game, obviously. Ranieri was Watford manager. I'd totally forgotten that. Donny van der Beek, where is he now? Maguire's red card was when Maguire was going through such a shit period, utterly daft.
Yeah.
And at the fourth, they downed Tools, which was a horrible reminder how many times we have seen down Tools. And afterwards, Ollie had a defensive humour and he was trying to laugh it off when they were saying. And I just felt, that's why, when we say about the character, I don't think, we all love it, there isn't a person in the world, not even Satan hates Ollie, there isn't a person in the world. But you could tell he was laughing and it was a defensive bit. Yeah. There's just a stoicism about Carrick in that bland way, which you wouldn't get in those situations.
Well, that was why I said that. I was glad for his own sake that he didn't get the job again, because you know how much it broke him last time.
Yeah. Shearer afterwards, Bruno went, and I was in the end with Albert's first game and he was in tears. The Bruno was saying, take the blame whip for us. He was pointing, not on the thing. And Shearer called him embarrassing. Which I don't agree with. I think he was saying, and he said, turn up for the game, which was a fair point. But you think, if we'd won that game, we would have gone fifth, so sliding doors. But anyway, my point being, just like for Bruno, there are people go, get up, Bruno, when he goes down on one of those things and blames. But he's just, let's bask in the thing that hopefully he stays for another year or two.
But yeah, it seems like we could have lost him. I saw some quotes the other day about from him, just being realistic about saying he could have left last season, he could have left two years ago. And was it something like the success that he'd get from United would matter more than getting it anywhere else?
Yeah, no, I love
it. So he gives a shit, doesn't he? And I have said in the past that, I think I said quite a few years ago when it first came out that he might go, that he does seem like that sort of person that would give the shit wherever he is. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He is that person.
Well, Sporting, wasn't he? He was riled up.
Yeah. But I do generally think that he gets it.
And Manu is great news. Kobe. I don't want to kick a man when he's down.
No, I know.
But he could have fucking got rid of him.
That was,
scandalous. Scandalous. Yeah. Lee's Walk, an advert in the mag, climbing Kilimanjaro. Please support the QR codes in the mag. We'll have a bit of pod segment for him against Forest. I am anxious. I'm an anxious character about the campaign. Look, two fanzines folded yesterday. The Championship season ended. The Charlton after 10 years print gone, and the Bristol City after 35 years, the lads packed in selling. So it's not a given. So free podcasts, I know we all like listening to free. That's not a dig at anyone. It's just, but if you can, if you've got it, 28 quid, 45, 50. Well, 122, thank you so much. But just earlier, I know by time, but just if you can. Right, can I get a few hates of the week? What is this woke nonsense?
I've not got a choice.
The Heimlich manoeuvre.
Heinrich
Maneuver. That's the one.
Yeah.
They can't, it's not called that anymore. It's called something like the horizontal body surge movement. What is this woke nonsense? That's partly parody. Hey, Amazon. I pay for Prime anyway, so you watch a video on Amazon now. They're 3 minutes long before a film started. Greenland too. Wasn't very spectacular. And sod that for it. If the world's ending, no spoilers, but they try and make it from Greenland, which has suddenly gone to this crater in France. I can't be arsed with all this. You see that meteorite heading from me? I'm just going to sit here for a bit. All right? But anyway, so the Amazon, they had 3 minutes of ads. Shitty ads as well. And then it says at the bottom of the ads that you've already paid Amazon for, it says scan here to shop on Amazon. So they want you to, while you're watching Amazon, while you've paid for Amazon, to shop Amazon, to look at another device. It pissed me off. My wife raised her eyebrows as if, please just let us watch the film, Barney. We said about the Scousers, when they used to come past, they don't come past us anymore because they're all rooted in the other way, but they used to, some of their firms, but they'd throw piss at the fanzine sellers. Right, moody looking individuals. But it did remind me, if anyone remembers, Bucket's coaches that he ran, and I was scared of our lot. They looked so intimidating, so that was a different time. Simon has run the London Marathon. Some knob dropped a bottle of water, he tripped over it, and he's done his Beckham bone in. Thank you for supporting. Just a quick on the podcast. Where are you from?
Norway.
Norway?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about today?
I'm so excited. I really, really want to win today.
What do you think the score is going to be?
2-1.
And where are you from in Norway?
Oslo.
Oslo, yeah. Right, brilliant. Big firm coming over today?
Yeah.
Right, great.
It's just not reading it.
Do you have, I think you need the...
No.
I have another card.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Right, I'll just ramble for a minute. What's your name, by the way?
Sven.
Sven.
Sven Erik.
Oh, what a lovely name.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
I used to work on the same company with Duncan.
Oh, yes, yes.
In Lowell.
Oh, yes. A Dunk's written in here as well. So, thank you. Films you'd watch over and over again, Man on Fire, Rooney always watches that. And I'm just going to start the TV series. And what I forgot to say is Rashford, we said after the pod had ended, thanks so much for the support that we said after the pod, we said, would Rashford, and the five of us all nodded head going, no, that ship sailed.
I've got, I had a bigger mission from the film. I'm going to cut, even though it's a trilogy, I'm going to cut Lord of the Rings. I watch them more than
I need to.
I rewatch them more than
I need to watch La La Land. Puerile humour, there's a layer underneath all of us that's very puerile. We kept taking the piss that was a loves his fish, and that soon became fish fucker, to within minutes, I think it was Nick, had produced Wazza in a bed, sleeping next to, make your own connotations from the sleeping next to a fish as AI. And I just thought, AI, the internet invented for all these majestic reasons, and there's a Red News Sellers group taking the piss of a fish fucker. The other night at 8:45, I said, I love that when it's light and you're playing football, and that when it's Champions League and there's the music.
When you're watching the football, when you're not playing.
No, yeah, sadly, if they want me up top, was a great goal hanger. That when it's daylight in the Champions League, that's what I'm looking forward to. So, you know, like, there's not, I think there was an argument, oh, is everyone excited? Yeah, I'm excited because hopefully it gives us more Saturday games. I want my football team to win. I want them to be on a higher level. I don't think we'll get battered, but I do want us to perform. So it's that honour, love United, hate the Glazers, but you want the football team to do as well as they can. So yeah, I'm bring it on.
Remember when you said this was going to be a very quick...
Yeah, sorry, this is me just... And PSG, Bayern, yeah, they were a level above us. But, as Fergie often said, accept every fucking challenge that comes your way. So that's the challenge, let's get back to that.
But then that's the thing, it's, you know, I'm not going to say that we'll suddenly be at that level next year, because we won't. But the players that we've got are for the situation we've been in. We're now going to go back into Champions League, which you'd hope would mean that we'll then kick on a little bit in terms of signings and stuff compared to what you'd be able to get otherwise. So, you know,
I do like Elliot Anderson. I do think he'll go City, but I'd love to get him. Okay, right, what's your prediction then?
2-0.
I'm going 2-1, but I'd love it. That's 30 years ago.
That was that.
There's a good piece about 85-86 and 95-96 in the mag. Buy the mag, support the campaign. Cheers, Nathan, for doing this, mate. Nick, Ben Zayden and me, the other side, and it still looks a bit clouds form. Did say it was going to rain, then it said it wasn't. How are you?
Well, it's very rain dependent, Barney, so at the moment I'm okay.
Do you want to get your rant about your Uber out of the way with the mags? Thank you.
It's just annoying me. I mean, I live about a 22 minute drive away from Old Trafford, to be really precise, and for it to take an hour and 10 minutes to get here this morning, it's just
ridiculous.
From whether it's been traffic or it's been Ubers accepting fares, and then they're still doing like 2 drop-offs on the app and you can't cancel it unless you pay full. It's just annoying, isn't it? It's just annoying, isn't it? So you just
we
sat
haven't
there.
Spoken since the marathon. Well done, mate, on this.
Yeah, thank you.
Well
done. I really appreciate
and
the donation
got over
page.
A grand,
like,
it's
just absolutely incredible.
I think we're on. You've done 2 things now yourself. I think we've raised about 27 grand for Mind over the years.
Incredible.
So that is
it's
just so
incredible.
Kind of you.
Like
and it goes to
though,
cause
closest. We did one at Christmas and then we've done one again this time around. Just shows you how important it is, and people really back the campaign and know what it means to people and what it means to us. It's just absolutely amazing. Like, I genuinely thought when we put a target of 750, I thought if we got 500, I'd have been delighted with it. So to more than double that, you know, it's just been...
You enjoyed the running as well, didn't you?
Yeah, do you know what? I didn't hate it.
You
want to
do
around.
Another? Say a fact.
Yeah, I'm kind of not against it now. But the first time around when I did one, I was full of stress because I was under pressure to try and get sub 4 hours. And this time I was like, I kind of didn't really do the training as much. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do?
Well, you were Scapa's deep a week before.
Yeah, well, yeah. I did a half marathon in Spain a week before. Shot. And I was working away through a lot.
You tried to run into Spain or something? That's a joke for any...
Wow. I'm not, by the way. I'm going to get that well out of the way. But yeah, probably Cavity a week search. Of tapas and beer was not the best preparation for a marathon, but it was too hot here, if I'm being honest, on the day in Manchester, and it's weird because we got pending to East End car park and stuff.
Forgot to say the other night, Delo did the most Delo thing, where he did a great bit of defending and then he fell on the ball about 10 seconds later. Right, hate of the week, family members I love and mates dearly, but I'm always wary when they, or people say, I don't like it when the sun's out. Well, they say it's too hot and it's about 23, 24 degrees. I do not like this.
But it was 14 degrees for the marathon and it was too hot.
Well, then, and I hate, I've said this before, watercress. There's nothing new in this, but what is the point of watercress? Bats, rats, pigeons. But watercress in particular serves no purpose to the human race. Who says, oh, can you put a bit of extra watercress on that, please? Who says, oh, that sandwich, you've just missed the watercress out of it. Who fucking grows watercress?
Oh, dear, okay. One, hey.
Yeah, back that to the high heavens.
I'm going to shove this in your face. No. What do you reckon the score is going to be?
2-0.
Us? Yeah. Great. I'm shoving it in your face now.
No
what do you
comment.
Reckon the score?
No
score,
comment,
come
mate.
On.
Never
give
do.
Me. No, never do. Are you happy? Do you think Carrick should stay?
I'm not commenting on anything.
It's not ITN news.
A proper politician.
Right.
Do you know what? Yeah, on Carrick, I think I've really come around. I think he probably should stay now. I think you can't not give him the job after what he's done here. And it's even been quite entertaining to watch. It's like, it's nice just to be really boring off the field. It's just nice. I just really like it. And You know,
I think but Monday was entertaining.
It was a real, I said off the pitch though. It's off the pitch.
Yeah.
But on it, you know, the football's been pretty decent. You know, you're getting both teams are scoring in every game, which obviously you probably need to shut that down. But I just think the worries I said for next season is what I said to you. Newcastle thing, isn't it?
But I think Newcastle are in a particularly weird environment where they have players who don't want to be there. They're like carried along for the giddiness, and then when it goes to shit, they like sort of don't accept. You know, like Gordon only arrived 2 years. Now he wants to. I hope. But Gordon arrived. Now he wants to leave. Tonali, you've never felt as happy. Weird situation. Isaac arrived, scored a few goals, wants to leave. You know, players don't really want to ever stay there and commit.
Part of the country to live in. No, it's not like there's Manchester, beautiful places like
Gordon McQueen was, you know, maintained like outside of Middlesbrough was stunning, like places to. But the players leave there. But I get after we've had suffering and all this shit, we needed just a bland man in front of the camera, and bland men can sometimes fucking win things.
What did I say about 6 months ago before Amorim went? I said, look, I was coming round on the idea.
Hello,
Melissa.
Yes,
what's the score?
Smashing these cunts 3-1.
Okay,
fuck him.
I like that.
Yes,
right, okay.
Exactly. Bring it.
How we doing, mate?
Good chance.
Score prediction?
2-0, you know.
2-0. See you, Melissa. I like this.
5-2-1-6.
Cheers, mate. See you later.
I was making the point, sorry, just then, before you rudely interrupted me.
Sorry.
It's hard. I was saying, before Amorim was sacked, I was saying, I was coming around on the idea of Southgate because of boringness and make us bland, and that's exactly what Carrick's been doing, and it's been working. So again, not only was I right on Amorim, I was right on being boring. I want to get that in there very, very
good. Hello,
Ben. All right, mate, how are you?
Yeah, what do you
mean? He had to get that in, didn't he, about Amorim after all that moaning and whining?
Get it in. It'll be 10 years' time and I'll still be complaining about him.
Take that conversation in a Bilbao bar where we sang our hearts out and the Spurs fans were going, why are you like acting like you've won? But Nick, after a fair few beers, everything he said about Amorim proved to be true, really.
So, I was saying it before.
And I say, I don't know.
Can I just
say
I was saying it before, Bill Brown. I said half an hour before.
But that was the realisation.
We were sat in a bar around the corner, and I said, we're going to get
beat
today.
But maybe in hindsight,
said it,
it's
went,
a wonderful
thing. We're
going to
get beat today. You just didn't feel confident.
In hindsight, he was right all along, wouldn't he? What do we know, Barney? What do we know?
I maintain, you know, like there's a new era of, I know so much about football. For a lot of people, which I say myself, you know, like we're not there for the answers. We go to be properly entertained, to see our team win. I'm not a tactico, you know. I just want to buzz my tits off when I'm going in here. So there's a school of thought, you know, I always dismiss when they go, fans are fickle, fans are stupid. I'm not saying that. But you don't have to, I'm going to study, you know, the 90 angles of everything about this happening.
I think
we're all right to be wrong as well, prove wrong. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, we all get stuff wrong, we all get stuff right, don't we? Though, you know, Fergie got a load of dross wrong by signing players like Cleverson, etc. You know, but you don't get it right 100% of the time, it's just you've got to get it more right.
You forget some of his duds, don't you? Like, does Obertan,
Djemba,
William Prunier.
But that lasted 4 days, 2 games. Jesus. Quick quiz question, who can name the 2 games? We played at home. And we played away, both against London clubs. You want the answer? We beat QPR in his debut, 4-1, I think it was. And he actually did all right, and the fans were cheering him. And then we got done at Spurs a couple of days later, around the new year. And it was Eric's mate, and I'm sure it was just because Eric fancied having a mate round for Christmas, and Fergie was so in awe of him. Right, okay, we've got to fucking start selling a mag. So, your mojo all right?
My mojo's all right, yeah. Can I have a whinge about cab drivers as well?
Yes.
Just the way that they stay, they stop in the middle of the road. Do you know, we've got things called indicators, haven't we? Can you just put your indicator on, just move to the side of the road, whatever side of the road you're picking your pass from, just slam your brakes on in the middle of the road and stop and beep. Like, mate, I've got places to be, pal. You know?
Yes, good point.
But, you know, that's my... People might just think I was just whinge about traffic all the time, but you know when you're driving.
Yeah, but you and Nick have had an hour whinge about traffic. So that's have you got any hates of the week, Nick, or is your mate?
Uber.
Oh, right. So score predictions, Nick.
I think we might do them 2-0 today. I'm going to go for a clean sheet because I feel like that City vibe that we had here, I think we might be quite up for
it. Yeah, it's about today.
I'll go with 2-0 as well. I've already said 2-0 as well.
Zayden.
2-1.
You got that right. Right. Yes. So we got that right. Okay. So again, Reds, you're going to have Nick and Nathan after. You'll have Ben's 4 minutes. I don't know if me and Shane will do. It's one of those shitty days for the Cockneys travelling and all that. But thanks for the support today. Please, please. We've only got a few more of these pods left for the season. But if you can, just support the sub campaign because we want to keep doing all this bullshit. And we love you. And take care of yourselves. And if you're feeling it, no questions asked. We've got a couple of donated subs. I've already sorted two out. Thank you very much. We can sort that out too. All right, just take care and let's fucking... Oh, well, just to leave you happy. That's all I want. Yes, come on.
Hello, everyone. We don't normally do a little half-time one, but seeing as my dad's with me, sat with us today, and we didn't get a chance to speak beforehand. It's a lot happier than it could have been.
Very much so.
What did you think of that? For unless it goes terribly wrong in the second half, what did you think
all
about?
All right. It was all right. We referee shit. Absolutely ridiculous.
No one's expecting it,
but we'll take it.
Yeah. Bruno's got one of his assists. Just need one more of them. Yeah. It was a bit like looking at the camera in front of us, and it was a finger that VAR were looking at.
Fingernail.
It was ridiculous. But so, what are your thoughts on? Would you want Carrick to stay?
I don't know. I do, but I don't want it to go all tits up like it did other times. But yeah. I don't think it will. I think he's got the backing of all the players, obviously.
Yeah.
But who else would we get?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
There's only one I'd want. That's him at PSG.
Enrique. Yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. We've said consistently, I think.
Would he?
If he wins the Champions League again, he might want a new challenge, might
exactly.
he?
Exactly. And I think he will do.
I'd hope so. Yeah, I think if it's not him, I don't know who else is out there that will be any better. So,
no.
Anything else? Watch, how's your United mojo? That's what we say a lot.
It's all good. I'm loving it. It's sort of like the old days when I used to frequent these walls.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's about 3 years, you say, since last time.
Yeah.
West Ham.
West Ham. Ronaldo was playing.
We do another thing, hates of the week. Have you got any hates of the week?
Football wise.
It doesn't have to be football. Anything.
Well, I'll think about that one. I hate Cyprus Airport. It took over an hour and a half to get through security on Wednesday.
I mean, a lot of people everywhere are having issues with that. It's just ridiculous at the moment. You right?
Yeah.
Quick thoughts on the first half and your mojo and Carrick and everything.
Mojo, all right, that's a different subject. Right, first half, yeah, we're the better team. A bit more composed. Referee is crap. We went to sleep midway through, say like about 10-15 minutes we went to sleep.
After we scored the first one.
Exactly, yeah. So, we are controlling the game. I just want to see us with a bit more endeavour.
It's lovely to say that when we're 2-0 up.
Oh, of course, of course. It's a nice position to be in. It's been a long time since we've gone in.
Yeah,
I mean, me and you, we've had the amount of times, half time, we've had to drown our sorrows. It's been all too often. So it's nice to be stood here.
You want them to go and fill the boots.
Listen, I want revenge.
Yeah.
I remember that 5-0, mate. I want revenge. Yeah. Whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
We were 2-0, unless there's a monumental error, which I can't see.
Well, they've looked terrible.
They've
only had one on target.
Not with it.
Yeah, they had one on target, right? Yeah.
They're not with it. I mean, to be honest, you know, we could have had Onana in there and still would be all right, you know what I mean?
Please not.
But that's how bad they are, you know what I mean? But, no, I think if we come out, we've got to come out all guns blazing second half. At least put another two past him. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this? Will probably be the, you know, there's only a couple of games left. What are your thoughts on Carrick and next season going forward?
Right, I'm 50-50. The reason being is this: he's done a good job. He's done more than his remit. Yeah.
I don't think anyone expected.
No, we didn't.
Practically in Europe, for God's sake.
Yeah. Do you know something? My old man's up to the guy, 100% respect. Loved him as a player. As a manager, I think we'll have to give him like a 2-year contract.
keeps him and his coaching staff on the toes. The thing is, it's like, I don't want a big name, because to be honest, big names, big egos. We're trying to build something here, and we can see match going fast. See what we're building.
Well, that's the thing, that you could tell that the hierarchy, not one a yes man, but Amorim got sacked because he called them out.
Yeah.
Someone like Enrique is going to do that, isn't it?
Enrique, I mean, why would you leave? Right, PSG, they're in pretty much, well, they're not in the final yet, but put this way, that's another sort of a coin job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing them in Bayern, right? But, whether they'll, realistically, right, I mean, you've got it easy. Why would you want to leave PSG?
Well, he won it all at Barca, wanted a change.
Moved on.
So, you know, he might want to be, you know, he might want to go and try and do it again somewhere else.
I think
my only worry is that these will get rid of Slot and then they'll go for him.
I don't think they'll get Enrique. I mean, I think if anyone, it'd be probably Alonso. They'll get.
They'll want Alonso.
Yeah, they'll want Alonso. My honest opinion is this, right? Carrick comes in, I think, two seasons, shape the squad. I think there's discussions already going on. Right, this window, who do we get in? Next window, who do we get in? Shape the squad. And I think someone like Enrique or someone like that, they're going to come in, take the reins, because you need to build up a squad. The thing is, Enrique, and you'll make the same argument for Guardiola as well, right? They came into ready-made squads.
Yeah,
there's been changes. Obviously, there's going to be changes. But to build a squad, can Enrique do it? Can a Guardiola do it? No, they can't. Yeah. Mourinho can, yeah. I mean, all right, he's going off to Madrid. We don't want him back here either.
No.
Yeah. I think it will end up with Carrick.
We're just in the concourse and they're re-showing this fingernail handball, whatever's going on. I think he touches it tight, live, but you can't. I'm so glad they've not turned that round, because that would have been ridiculous.
They've given it. You know, it's common sense for once by VAR.
Yeah.
For once.
How long did it take
him? I know.
It was going to go in anyway. Surely that's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's it. Advantage us, that's all that matters. So, yeah, coming back to the whole Carrick scenario, I think he'll get it. The other one I would say, if you were going to put a bid in for him, you'd go for Iriola.
But then you've no idea if he can cope with that jump of scale.
Exactly.
Because how many other managers haven't been able to deal with that?
Again, that's right, yeah. So this is why Carrick has got the advantage. He's played for us. He knows all the lads already. The coaching setup seems good.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd like us to be better up front. I think we need a bit more dynamism. But at the moment, it's serving a purpose. I'd like us to progress more next season. And I think that's where Ollie went wrong. Yeah, some of the signings didn't work for Ollie. It was out of his hands.
Yeah.
Skunk of Ed Woodward. Yeah. Where this time round we've got a better structure.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
Well, I'll leave it at that, and hopefully the next time you hear from us we won't be distraught because we've just conceded 3 goals in the second half.
Don't be jinxing it.
See you later, bye. Hello everyone, bloody hell. In the pod, doing a Pev. We're in the Pev, doing the pod. That was a lot more stressful than the last time you heard me at half time, where we, yeah. We'll go straight into it. Hello Paul, are you okay? I know you need to leave quite soon, so
slightly regretted because I just said, "Oh, you're not doing a pod," and then like literally 30 seconds later, I've got a microphone. A goal today was just to qualify for Europe. So I'm happy, that's it. On the beach now, aren't we?
We are, literally, depending on who we get.
Literally, on the beach now. So yeah, happy days.
I thought it was going to be a lot easier at half time. But
yeah, they were switched off, didn't they?
And they obviously switched on, they were up for it, didn't
they? Yeah, yeah, they'd switched on, we completely switched off. I have to give Lammens a pass for that second goal because he's been pretty much flawless.
Yeah.
Just like a brainstorm there, wasn't it?
Yeah. We did a little bit at half time and I said, I think it was the lad who sits behind me said, we could have had Unana in goal in that first half and we still would have been all right. That moment was like we'd actually did.
I think I said to Andy, welcome back Unana.
Yeah. But I think it was steady other than that. It was like I say, it's just one of them.
The key thing now is that when things like that happen, is the response to it. Seems to be like a collective, like the mindset's back almost. Yeah. Like there's a genuine response that they seem to be switched back on.
Yeah.
So, I'm very pleased.
Mainy's goal was great.
If you said to us at Christmas, do you think we'll qualify for the Champions League with three games to spare? We'd have all sort of like looked at
our feet.
Yeah. So, no, great, bring it on.
Yeah, can't wait. I know that, like, I feel like I had this conversation with Nick and he'll probably stand by it. And I know a lot of people will. But and I'd have loved it today if we'd have won 5-0. If we'd have gone and just scored another three in the second half. But that moment when they pegged it back, and then to win it, I love that. I know it's a lot more stressful, but the release that you get from winning it in that way, to me, is better than winning 5-0 easily. I know that a lot of people probably won't agree with that, but I love that. Like, because you've had to work for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, the release that we got when he scored that was so much more than if we'd have just scored a third or a fourth. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we're very much still... this team's still a work in progress, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like a reality check. But the signs are positive in that the response to setbacks is almost instant now.
Yeah.
Whereas 12, 18 months ago...
We'd have lost that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The heads would have gone.
There was no response to any setback. We didn't react very well to any setback. In-game management. Yeah. In-game management's still bad.
Yeah.
I mean, in midweek, we spent the last 10 minutes of that clinging on. There were two 15-minute periods in that game in midweek where we barely touched the ball. So no one's kidding themselves, I don't think. We are still very poor. Despite us being that work in progress, overall, there's a bit of momentum there.
And
as a team, they're sort of growing in confidence.
Yeah.
Game management is improving.
Yeah.
You've just got to take the positives.
Oh yeah, I'd be interested to know whether Sesko was injured for him to be coming off, because I thought he was alright in the first half. I thought so that'd be why they decided to take it, because obviously the first goal came from Ahmad like making a mistake. Like I said the other night, Ahmad's form's dropped off ever since Nick interviewed him that time.
That or the African nations were
probably I'll pass over to Nick because he's sat quite far away, so he can have some words, unless you got anything else to say.
I haven't.
No. Let's look forward to Europe next year.
Fantastic. Yeah, can't wait, mate.
So you carry on. 57-mile one.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it? What a joy. Is that the first time I think we beat the Scousers home and away since 2015? I think it was. Cobby fucking Maynard.
The man.
The man. And the lucky bastards, it should have been 5-0, that really, shouldn't it? Should have been out of sight half time. They shouldn't have even been allowed to get back into the game, you know. And just, I don't know, I just feel very happy. I feel very content, yeah.
I feel happy. I think we should have absolutely fucking hammered him in the first half.
Steve, we won. So, just to start with, we won.
I'm happy. But I just wish that we would have fucking dicked him in the first half.
Yeah, oh, that would have been lovely.
Other than that, life's good.
Do you have any hates of the week? Just because you're about to leave us in 1 minute.
Yes, I do. Cats. That fucking idiot cat that I've got has brought live mice in twice. I texted Paul, my hates it. Dandelions. Can't stand fucking dandelions. You cut your grass and then the next minute they just fucking pop their head up. What else? I texted Barney the other day. Let me find him. There's a list. Oh, look, there it is. Getting old, and when you get a haircut, you have to also, like, now have your nose waxed and stuff like that.
You don't have to.
Well, you do, because otherwise it just fucking comes down. Lamb shanks. That, I know, I love a lamb shank. And I do mean a lamb shank, I don't mean it. They used to be £4.50 in Aldi, and now it's £6.75. That's pissed me off.
And it's £6.70 for a pint of Guinness in the Pev now.
This is
extortion.
People who have insects as pets. That annoys me.
It's a pretty. Barney said watercress.
I like
watercress. You like watercress?
The only thing that annoys me about watercress, you used to grow it as a kid in like the top of eggs. And then you cut it off and you put it in your egg sandwich. And then it just never fucking grows back.
Right.
You didn't do that, did you?
No, I didn't, no. I'm 37 and not 137. Hello, John, Riaz. Did you enjoy today? We beat the Scousers, how nice.
Did you enjoy it?
Home and away.
A bit bittersweet because we should have battered them. If Andy had scored, it would have been 3-0, and that's the worst looking side I've seen for a long time.
It would have been nice if 3-0.
Gone 3-0 up, would have gone 5. Yeah. If only. But I can't remember a time. I cannot remember a game where it's been easy. When was the last time I had an easy game where we could relax? Even 2-0 against Brentford, we knew they were going to score. It's going to be hard again at the end. So, and can I do my pet hate now?
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Goal kicks, obviously. Goalkeepers, giving the goalkeeper the ball, just so wrong, so wrong.
We're going to have to move round here. We're being rejigged in the Pev.
Are we? I think we're so. Going. We're going to go.
Well, this gets even worse, doesn't it? Well, this is awful. Hates of the week, Scousers. It's an easy one.
And we're in Europe,
and we get some nice trips next season, which will be good.
Need to save some holidays now. Lots of holidays for lots of trips. Four guaranteed now, aren't we? Four guaranteed European away games.
Got anything to say?
Nope.
All right, I think that's it.
You need to ask him a question.
Do you want me to ask you a question?
Ask me a question. Yeah, ask me a question.
What are your thoughts on Carrick remaining in the role?
It's tough on that.
Now that the main job's been done.
It's irrelevant.
Thanks, John.
Let me tell you why it's irrelevant. Because in 3 years, he'll get sacked. It's sacked if he gets it. And if you get a new manager, whoever it is, he gets sacked in 3 years. So it's irrelevant.
Surely it's relevant what happens in those 3 years.
Yeah. No. So whoever we get, be it Carrick, be it some fancy name, they've gone in 3 years because that's the way of football.
Anyway, in answer to your question is, give it Carrick. Gentlemen, he's one of us, he's 44 years old. He's cut his charismatic,
is that what you're
saying? He's cut his teeth at Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
He's been there. Give him 3 years. So what could go wrong?
2 years.
Two years and sack him.
2 year contract.
If you talk about Carrick, if you beat Liverpool, you beat Arsenal, you beat City, you beat Chelsea.
It's an absolute no brainer. It is a no brainer.
I never thought I'd say Jonathan Woodgate on the bench at United. Yeah. On the United bench. But you know what? Fucking great job. He looks right for the job for me. Yeah. Steve Holland as well. Yeah. United home and away as a kid. A Mancunian.
You don't say Carrick without Steve Holland, by the way.
Exactly right.
He was obviously the reason that England was
Borough, Steve Holland and Carrick together at Borough were decent.
He doesn't stay unless he's interested in Carrick.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, unless it is going to be Luis Enrique, there's no one else that I think will do. No. I don't think there's no one else. Like the Bournemouth bloke, he's good. But how do we know that he'll transfer to such a bigger... We've seen other people crumble making those jumps up to that level. Carrick shows that he knows how to, he can do it.
You're not going to have a bloke from Brentford. You're not going to have the bloke from Brighton. You're not going to have a bloke from Crystal Palace.
It's a completely different island. That's all I can say.
But yeah. Right, so on that note, Barney will probably be speaking from his cave tomorrow. But that's it for us. To the regiment, glory, glory, Man United.
3-2, copy meaning.
You Scouse bastards. Goodbye.
Apparently, this is one of those podcasts that goes on and on and on and on. So apologies, but I'm with Shane and he hasn't spoken. So there's a proviso, though. There's always a proviso. Where there's a proviso, there's a way. That what we didn't know, part two to this, when you queued up, your record store day, that Shane actually made it into the mass media, that photographs were taken of him queuing up ahead of the Taylor Swift fan and behind the person who'd stayed up and had a kebab, and there's a photograph of you in a local newspaper. Sorry, Shane. It made me chortle.
Nothing to say about that.
Right, so can I get my points out of the way quickly? I do dominate, but it's my podcast, and I've had a few today. Right, so this seat, a good question from Barnaby, another Barnaby. Well, I prefer Barnaby. What would you give this season out of 10? That really made me think before the game. Good question. I'd give it a 7 out of 10, and then someone went, I'd give it 2 out of 10. Amarin, an 8 out of 10 Carrick. Fair play, all the Abercrombie and the scarves. Nev, what are you doing? The amount of execs today was... I thought City last year was ridiculous. Today, I've never seen so much. That's the shape of things to come. Apparently, people in the influencer seat were paying £1,600 for their meal by the dugout and their shiny red carpet treatment, where they don't get a red carpet. £1,600 per ticket. Shape of things to come. Yeah, putting the Manchester back into Manchester United, aren't you, Jim? There. Right. So, thanks all aboard the Mag. Kobe fucking Mainoo. We could have lost him. Couldn't you mind man of the match? I thought to low heaven. Sure. We look good in the middle again. Decent. Casemiro. When Casemiro went for a run around about the 60th minute when we were 2-0, it was as if he was saying to all the rest, come on, if I'm chasing a ball on the halfway line, you know, like trying to be the striker, what are you lot doing? Imagine that energy, and as we've said, like, to do it all, to come back for his renaissance, fair fuck. I thought Sesko was trying his hardest, and it came off today, and we missed him. Obviously, he's got a knock. But Dud, mate, back me up. We've got to get a second striker, proper striker, not Gunyer, Wide and Bremo. Because today shows we were decent first half and then it fell apart a bit without a striker and without an outlet. Lammens will make the odd ricket, nothing worried me there. Sesko, what a shift. Thanks Paul, who came up at half time in K-Stand, and he's the one, like me, who's watched DTF down to fuck St. Louis and thought, all hell, 50-year-old men dancing around in their underpants. I wanted to batter them at half time, but as Nick, I think, said to me, giving them some hope and then taking it away ain't bad as an alternative. Enjoy it, everyone. We've got the double over them. The times, they are a-changing. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, I thought, like, you can't look at it too much. It's, I always think Liverpool's a one-off game, regardless of what it counts for. Obviously, it means a lot when you're going for titles and this, but it's about beating them. And like, in a way, I was annoyed that we let them back into it. But the third goal, you get a better goon, you get a better celebration for the relief of that winner. So, yeah, at the end of the day, all's well, it ends well. I thought Cunha played well today. I thought Mainu again was good. I thought Sesko noticeably put himself about a bit more in the first half. That's been my complaint, really, when it's not his finishing, it's just when he's not muscling around enough. So I thought he did put a shift in, and we missed it when he went off.
It's not coming off from Mbeumo and Ahmed.
I thought Mbeumo had a poor game again. He's had a bit of a bad spell, and I've not been totally convinced by him this season. I've got two, I wouldn't call it hates, but there's two things that I was thinking today. There's only one thing that baffles me more than Amorim's treatment of Kobbie Mainoo, and that's those stupid layoff passes that defenders and keepers do. So I'm not blaming the keeper, like, although he did make a clanger. But it's a pointless thing. They just do this tap, and then the keeper sometimes passes it. Why don't you just pass it to the person in the first place? It achieves nothing. It takes a defender deep. The opposition, it enables them to push up on you. It just achieves nothing. I honestly don't know what they're doing. And it annoyed me today, and I like Harry Maguire, good attitude, but we're right down at the front in a scoreboard. And he turned around as soon as it happened, as though, like, thumping his chest, come on, G, yeah, up, get behind him. I was like, when you stop fanning about, we get behind you. I'm not going to fucking start.
You got very angry about that.
I did, but it's like, it's a stupid, no-nonsense thing. So it baffles me more. So Kobbie Mainoo, brilliant. Amorim, that will always hang over you with Bilbao. The treatment of that player and what you did in Bilbao. So I'd give the season 2 out of 10 with Amorim. I'll give it a 7.5 after. I've got one hate of the week.
Quickly on the Manu thing. How great, though, to see a player go, Stu, obviously, you know, that go, I'm going to straight off prove you wrong. And he's getting better. And I'll tell you what, the important bit about the goal, getting the goal because he hasn't been scoring, that'll do him
but,
the world.
But the thing with Kobbie Mainoo, I remember someone who was, that I won't name him, but was pro-Amorim, sort of said to me, well, look, Mainoo's got to step up now. I said, hold on, he's young. You can't expect him just to be sidelined and walks back in the team and turn it on. It needs time. But he didn't need time. He's come straight back in.
But why? Yeah. We, you know, we're the two midfielders, because we are, you know, we are, like, for all the progress and the giddiness I've got, when at the point of the Newcastle, we cannot go into the season, next season, without four.
No,
and
that's
the, the business last year, full Jim's a wanker, you know, like, but say they did all right. So separate all the facets to that. He is a twat, but the Wilcox put in motion a bar. They did all right, but they got to do it again. You can't have another window with, you know, like Hazy. It's got to be bang on again. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. Anyway, what's your hate of the week, Trent?
My hate of the week is, and it's not like a, before anyone gets sensitive about it, I'm not, this is not about being pro-royal or anti-royal, it's just an observation of anyone who gets paid a lot of money to basically just travel around and talk. That's all your job is.
Yeah,
all your job is just to stand on the stage and talk to people, yeah? But yet, the one thing they've got to do, this trip's been planned for months, but they read off notes. Now, I'm paying my taxes, I expect you to fucking learn the lines and speak off the cuff. I don't expect you to be turning a bit of paper.
Can I try a... This is going to be bad.
There's no
King Charles impression. And then that's your job done for the day, isn't it? Sausage fingers. Sorry.
That was a bit weird. That was a bit surreal.
All right, Vardy, get the fish in.
Right, to Ted gone fishing, to you all. Nothing else to add, is there? We beat the Scousers. The day is good and it's a bank holiday.
To the regiment.
Please, please, make sure I don't have sleepless nights. You listen to the pod, you like the shit, support the sub campaign.
Up the fucking legs.
Hello, a little favour edition. We just sat in the Pev and on the next table we clocked that there was somebody that bought a mag from me earlier. So it's prompted a slight discussion and we thought, you know what? Why not record a slight impromptu version of the podcast? Now, please state your names, first of all, and we'll get into where you're from in a second.
Okay, well, I'm Gary.
My name's Rod Sharkey.
and you're all originally from
Dublin.
But you don't all still live in Dublin anymore.
There's eight of us in the same WhatsApp group, and only two of the lads still live in Dublin. But the other six are scattered all over the world. So Gary's in Spain, Jim's in Colombia, Kev is in Prague, Larry's in Australia. But we're all United fans. And we've all gone two matches with, or I've gone with all of these guys to home games, away games at some point in the last 40 years. But today's game was the first time that all eight of us who are in the current WhatsApp group got to go to the same game at the same time. With seats beside each other. Yeah. It took some working out, but it was great. And it was a banging result. And we've had a fucking blast.
And without Rod, it wouldn't have happened.
So, who's the founder of this little octuplet or whatever the word is?
What would you describe it as even?
A loose conglomeration of blokes who met each other through different areas. Because I met like Jim with regard to music, and I just met Kev passing through Doha, but we're all United fans. So then at some point, because we don't get to go to the match regular. So like what you can do is you can go to the game, you can go to the pub beforehand, the pub afterwards. We didn't have that luxury. So what happened was I would start, I think, emailing mates. Like long before fucking mobile phones, like email said, what do you think of the match and whatnot? And then I think it was MSN, and then we were on ICQ, and we then WhatsApp 2013. That's it. We've had a group since.
And that's something that's still going strong. And this is the first time that you've all, and you were all sat together.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is still the most amazing thing for me. I've been trying to get my seat moved, not to make this about me, because this is about me. But I've been trying to get my seat moved closer to where Barney sits for the last 5 years. Yeah. And they won't even move me. And the seat next to him is free and available. And really? Can't move it. And you've managed to orchestrate eight people being sat together.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah, really. So,
well, again, full credit to him for doing that, for arranging that.
But, first of all,
That came about through a friend of mine, an old school friend of mine, who has worked for a very long time for a famous British cultural figure. So I said, would you be able to do me this favour? You know, obviously I'm being circumspect there. I'm not going to start naming names.
Naturally, you have to be honest.
Yeah, so a bit of wasta, as you say in Arabic, it came through. Yeah.
So what sort of is it about Man United that's brought everyone together then? Why are people back? Because, I mean, from Ireland, you could easily fall down the wrong side of the path.
Oh, big
point. You know, so what is it about Man United that's brought everyone together?
United or Liverpool in Ireland, yeah. You know, that's the $64,000 question. I mean, that's the centre of the whole philosophy. What is it? It's a great football club. It's got great traditions. It's got great history. It's got a great local community feel. So the first time I came, I was telling you that when Barney started Red News, I was at, it was the Liverpool game, April 87. I was at that game. I come over from Dublin on the ferry from Dublin to Holyhead and take the train down from Holyhead and then have to go back to Holyhead. So it was like a 54-hour journey to come and from the match, right? But what I always felt is when I came here, they were very friendly, they were very open. They were kind of interested and impressed by the fact that you would go to that much trouble. So, you know, and then that's just the games. It's as simple as that. It's like good music. I meet these guys when I met Kev. He was a United fan because it was like Ru Van Nistelrooy. For me, it was Frank Stapleton and then Mark Hughes. You know, you can ask these guys, like ask Larry there, for example, from Australia, why he's a United fan.
It's a loaded question. We'd be here all day, I think, if we did all that, wouldn't we, as well, to be fair. But I mean, the fact that you've come from Australia today.
Yep.
So whereabouts in Australia, first of all, do you live?
Small town on the border of Victoria and New South Wales called Albury-Wodonga. So a couple of flights to get out of Australia and then to get here.
So, and you know all of these lot, and it's that full, I don't know what the word is for it, but it's that full love for Man United. What's it like watching United in Australia? I mean,
it's a lot of early mornings, and you have to go to work the next. It's usually a Sunday. It's always a Sunday, or if you know it's midweek, and you got to go to work, and either you're full of fucking beans or you're not, and you're not. People, you know, in my work, people who work for me or with me will go, oh yeah, we saw the score, and they'll leave me alone for the first few hours of the day.
Yeah. You've just said that you've not met any of the, like, a few of those people, these people you've been speaking
about. I lived in Qatar for a few years, and I met Kevin and Rod, and I met them because, well, pretty much, I'd met Kevin a little bit before that, but I met Rod and I jumped on a flight last minute, 2008, and I didn't have a hotel, I didn't have a visa, I didn't have a ticket to the 2008 Champions League final, but told the wife who was heavily pregnant, I gotta go, just gotta be there. So I left, and that's when I met them. And the friendship cemented from that, they helped me out, they sorted me out, just where to sleep that night and how to get into the country. That's a whole other story, but yeah. And since then, Kevin, Rod were the only ones of the group I met ever face to face until 2 days ago. So for, you know, 12 years or whatever, till May, 10 years till 11, 12 years, it's been, I know Shane, you know, his son is into boxing, my son's a boxer, and I do boxing coaching, and we'll talk every day. I know Cormac's into tennis, I like tennis, we play tennis, we talk every day. And every single day. We talk, but you've never met, but I've never physically face to face. So on Friday, when I walked into that pub, you know, and little things that made an impression on Friday night when I walked in, they went, we didn't realize we were so tall. Never tell anyone I'm 6'7" on a, you know, text message. Why would I, you know?
The context is very, very tall, by the way. He's very tall.
It's just funny, those little things you didn't think about, you know, it's an online profile. Whatever. It made all of those years come together, that, and everything this weekend has just gone amazingly.
And the game was perfect for that, perfect. As well.
Again, we're a group or a friendship that live in drama, right? Because the last 15 years have been in the other fun has been drama. Half time, Kevin and I said, "Should we go get a beer?" I mean, yeah, let's go get a beer. Get the beer in your queue, and then miss the first couple of minutes of the match and come back and go, "Hold on. F are we?"
You can sweat. You can sweat.
We just knew it was going to be dramatic. Whatever happened, get away with a win was not a get away with a win. We deserved the win totally. Loved every moment of it.
I genuinely, I'm absolutely amazed. And the fact is that everyone's orchestrated badges. And t-shirts.
And you've given us some badges.
Invited us in and said there was only 8 people in the world, which are now 10, because Nathan and I now have been given graciously a badge, which is beautiful. But they've got these t-shirts on, by the way. We have to talk about these t-shirts, by the way. Yeah, of course we do. We don't feel it. Yeah, lead singer Finlay's, it's brilliant. Who came up with this? Because it's you and I. TED, United and the team for me, it's got half the United flag of the sort of red, black and the white, and then on the other side it's the sort of, is it the 83 Admiral sort of black and white kind of kit with the vinyl sticking out? I mean, these t-shirts are quite something where it almost probably needs to be the podcast photo, I'd probably say. But who's come up with that? Because
the whole clue of the group is Rodney, and he's 100%, he's definitely the most creative part of us all, but if you were to ask him to show you his t-shirt collection, it's out of this world.
Sounds like he needs to write an article for the magazine.
It does sound like an article for the mag, and I'm going to have to pick his brains on that one in a second, but I do think that you've been called out here, by the way, because he's just said that you need to write an article for Red News on apparently your t-shirt collection for Man United.
Apparently what?
Your t-shirt collection for Man United.
My United t-shirt collection. Well, that's United t-shirts. You know, unitedt-shirts.co.uk. I've got a decent selection of t-shirts. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They do great shirts.
Unbelievable. And then finally, we'll quickly leave it because I appreciate we should have had it in the podcast ages ago. We put an extra 10 minutes on Easy. Just what was your thoughts on
Check this out.
Look at that.
Unfortunately, that doesn't translate into the podcast.
It's one for one side.
Desiccated football.
I was 10 years ago. I was at United Liverpool, December 2014. It was Louis van Gaal. We beat them 3-1, I think, and Herrera scored. The only way I could get a ticket for it was hospitality.
So when I was in hospitality, they gave me this little ball, right? This gift.
It's a tiny ball.
It's a very, very tiny ball, but it's like an old school football where it's like one of those leather ones that's been old sewed together and it's very brown.
Pat Creran signed it this afternoon and said, "That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen." But
Lee Martin, that says a lot for Paddy Creran because he's seen a lot of ugly things in his life.
So in the hospitality suite that day, Lee Martin was doing the glad handling. So I got him to sign it. And then I sent it to Kev, who was working in Dubai at the time. And I said, "Lee Martin, raise me." And he got Roy Keane, who was passing through, I think, with Ireland. He sent it back to me. And then so long story short, we got Brian Robson. Today we got Pat Creran, Ashley Grimes, which we were all very excited about. Because we're also Bows fans.
That's a big thing for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Alan Gowling.
Yeah, okay.
Who I knew of but didn't know about him until I read recently an interview with Ian Brown from Stone Roses, and he said his first United game was 4-1 against Bolton and Gowling got a hat trick. Gowling was his hero. And that's the thing about United as well. Like, to me, who's Alan Gowling? Yeah. And yet, for Ian Brown, he's a player, yeah?
I know the name, that's the extent of it.
So now, who else have we got? We've got Pat Creran, we got David De Gea, Frank Stapleton, Alex Stepney, Brian Robson, and we've only got Russell Beardsmore. Sweet.
By the way, Rod's the only one who can read any of these. We can't read any of these signatures, so we're taking his word for it.
He could be making it up. He's basically what they're accusing him of.
The dilemma is there's only room for 5 more signatures, and you have to get picky on this.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want just any old person.
Surely, like Frank Stapleton would be a good one to get on there then as well. So,
there you go.
Stapleton would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, Frank.
Surely, now we're now talking like the Mount Rushmore of like the spaces that are left on his ball. So, like, Stapleton surely needs to be one. You know,
Stapleton's on here. Frank Stapleton's
on
here.
Oh, he's on there already. Right, you didn't mention him. Sorry. So, here's the question then for you.
Yeah.
You got final thing I'll leave you with. You got 4 spaces left on the ball.
Yeah.
Great question.
Who are you putting on the ball then? You've not got. Tony Marshall. Tony Marshall. Tony Marshall. Tony
Marshall. That's a guy.
Tony Marshall. At this moment, I'd just like to remind the listeners that of all the Man United players that I hate more than anybody in the whole wide world is Anthony Marshall. I cannot stand that man in any way, shape or form. In any way, shape or form. And I'd just like to remind everybody that we are rid of that man and we have to no longer watch him watch football again. Apologies, this is about you.
No, but that's precisely what we're talking about here. It's like I despised Martial. And the lads are very profoundly aware of this. Oh, here's a good story. We went to the Galatasaray game, Champions League, two seasons ago. So we went to the Ali Semien, right? And I had a Turkish friend who got us like the Pasalik cards, the Turkish cards. So we were in hell with the locals. But Marshall came on as a sub, and I speak a bit of Turkish. So I was able to give him the full Monty in Turkish. And it was like an exorcism. I felt so good afterwards. to answer your question, Eric. Alex Ferguson, we got Eric, Alex Ferguson, 2 others that aren't on. Ryan Giggs, I think.
That's actually great.
Bearing in mind that Brian Robson's on it. Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, that'll be it.
That's a great 4. That's a great 4. It's hard to argue with that 4.
Yeah. So we got Rodney a present for his birthday, which is a 1983 FA Cup final replica jersey. And who else to get on the back? Only Tony Marshall, his favourite player. So this is his face after seeing Martial 9 on the back.
So just in case we're wondering about this sort of group coming together with this Red News group that we've got, when it was my stag do, we went to Belfast. We were supposed to go to Galway, but it got cancelled through COVID, and we had to reschedule and go for Belfast. And Nathan, at the side of me here that you can see, was my best man for said wedding.
Yay!
Who'd given me a different attire to wear throughout each different day. On the Saturday, we went to watch Crusaders play, because that was the other game that was home anyway. And I was dressed as Madonna. Moving on from that. The Sunday, he'd got me a T-shirt.
Madonna.
Not Maradona, Madonna. And it gets far worse. on the Sunday, which I'll show you the photo of in a second, because he took one very proudly of me. He had a T-shirt that says Mrs. Anthony Martial on it. And I had to wear that around Belfast for the entire day. And not only that, it wasn't a men's T-shirt. It was a female T-shirt that I just... And it's sometimes you want to keep these things as a keepsake. It went straight in the bin. So there we go. So we can unite over a hatred of Anthony Martial, but we can also unite over Man United. That is brilliant. Thank you very much for doing that. I really appreciate it. And the most important thing is you bought a copy of Red News, and we massively appreciate it.
That's where it came from, wasn't it?
And that's where this conversation came from. And that is not just what Man United does. That is also what Red News has done as a community. So thank you very much for that as well. Thank you very much, guys.
United 3, Liverpool 2. Fuck off, you Scouse bastards! 2-0 up and cruising at half-time. Fucking sloppy errors. Not on one occasion, but two occasions. Ahmad, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with Ahmad, but fucking hell. Since that kid's come back from the African Cup of Nations, he's not half a fucking player. And then the goalkeeper has been fucking solid all season. Makes a mistake, passes it out to them, and then fucking they go and score for 2-2. But fuck me, Kobbie Mainoo celebrating that brand new fucking deal of his to 2031 with a fucking great finish into the bottom corner. I fucking love that. Zayden, what do you think of that? Good. Have you got a man of the match today? Do you know whose dad is it? Heaven. Aiden Heaven's been quality today. I thought Heaven was fucking, especially first half, was quality. Got it, you know. Put himself about, made himself fucking big, got into tackles. I fucking love the way he plays football. Heaven and Maguire have got a really decent partnership going at the minute. Have you thought of a man of the match yet, Zayden?
Heaven.
Who? No? Heaven as well. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say, yeah, it's Ben and Zayden here. It's Carrick, you know. Hard to believe it's not Scholes, it's Carrick, you know. Give him the job, give him the fucking job, give him the job. Let's see what he can do for 12 months in the job. Oh my God. Zayden, how was that for you?
Good.
Nervy? Or was it exciting?
Exciting and...
Exciting and nervy at the same time? Yeah. You said 2-1, ended up being 3-2 in the end. What do you think of Kobbie Mainoo today?
Good.
He was excellent today again, Kobbie. But a bit worried about second half as well. I thought we was getting a bit overrun in midfield. That concerned me a little bit. They seemed to come out of the block second half, Liverpool. Two errors, two crap passes from Ahmad and then from Senny Lomans, the goalkeeper, Lemons, whatever the hell his name is, the goalkeeper. Can't be doing that. It's criminal to give them two goals. But, and we looked a bit nervy second half, you know, the first 15, 20 minutes of that second half. We looked nervy, and Liverpool looked like the team in the ascent. But fair play to United. We kept on going, we kept on trying to create chances. And Kobbie Mainoo, what a finish that was. It's the bottom corner. Oh, fuck me. Was it next Sunderland next weekend, the 3 o'clock game on a Saturday? Unfortunately, me and Zayden didn't get a ticket for that. Our next game will be obviously Forest here, and then we got a ticket for Brighton away. So, excuse me, fucking hell, my throat is gone. Thank you for everyone that supported the new, the brand new Red News app mag that came out today, the Casemiro, the Thank You Cast special. Make sure you keep on supporting the Red News. You've got another chance to get the mag if you've not grabbed it today at Forest. The television are giving Mainoo the man of the match. Fair play. Kids be fucking fantastic. Remember the sub campaign still going on to sub and donate to save Red News into it for it to see its 40th birthday. Please keep on supporting the campaign. Keep on supporting Red News. And I'm thinking about it done because my fucking throat's going. Zayden's glory, glory, Man United.
Glory, glory, Man United.
To the regiment.
To the regiment.
Up the fucking Reds.
Up the fucking Reds.
Up the fucking Red News.
Up the fucking Red News.
Come on, United, say fucking yes!